today is Saturday. Saturday Night Live on the Light Show. And the date today is May 6th, 2017. So we'll clear the date for everybody. And this will be going to the Light Show probably about maybe 20 before the hour here. Guessing. So here we go. One, in the date, two, three, four, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That feels pretty good. And let's energize the light beams for you. Oh, bring them up on your monitor screen or screens or smartphone or something. Here we go. So energizing them. Use the word stronger. So in the male energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation of something going on or a physical problem, kind of look at it now, focus on it, see if I can release it from you. And I'll count to 10 to do so. So connect to it, look at it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so, Ann, are you ready to go?
I sure am, Ron. I'm all glammed up and ready to be on the air. Maybe some people are new and they're wondering, oh, where's the video for this? But no, this is a radio show, so we are not going to be on here live. But welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron Ametron is our wonderful light being who will be doing some healings tonight, teaching us some new things, as he always does. Later on in the show, we'll actually be taking a visit to the place we were all created, Creation Lightship. And just by staying where you are and relaxing, you will be bilocated and receive a healing from the wonderful light beings on Creation Lightship. And your job is only to request what the one physical thing is that you would like to have worked on. And you can also send us any kind of question or testimonial to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click that fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. And also tonight, for the trip to the lightship, you may request rooms that you would like to visit. Recently, somebody's been requesting the magnesium salt rooms, Ron, if you recall, which are lovely. And they're good for people's breathing, apparently. And I just saw on a show today that apparently that's a very popular thing that they do in Russia.
They go into,
yeah, salt caves. Thought that was interesting. Let's see. There was a wonderful show last night, so if you missed listening to the BBS radio show last night, it will be up on the archives, as will all the shows soon, and you can re-listen to that. And Ron did some shackle clearings and things last night, so we have some people wrote in about that, Ron. And so I'd like to read some of what people sent in. And here's one, the clone skin clearing. Wow, that was a really powerful clearing. Thank you, Ron. I felt like I had to fight vigorously something nasty, and then it was undone. Thank you so much. It was awesome. I can breathe easy now, and depression eased out.
Right.
Well, what I find so interesting about that, Ron, and this often happens with the testimonials, is you're doing something, for instance, removing, you know, dead clone skin off of us, and your lungs respond or something, like, or depression is lifted. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit, Ron, how you never really know exactly how you're going to be cleared of something.
And it kind of works with your energetic bodies, which one we're working with, which has that issue. Like for instance, with entities, you know, maybe the entities are in a certain energetic body along with your physical, so they can get released that way as we work with the energetic body that's invisible. They're invisible also. They may see those as actually being real. I never have investigated that, but that's a possibility. They may see you walking around like a physical form in a body full of pain. And they go, I don't want to get into that body. I don't like pain, you know. Maybe they want to get into one that they're used to, which could be fear. They could be in your fear body, these entities. When we do a clearing, specific incident that you're requesting, we're working with a certain energetic body, maybe unknown to all of us. You could have other benefits happening besides what we're actually working on. So everything kind of goes together, and it's interesting the way things work. Because you really can't put your finger on a lot of things as like, yeah, this is what I have to do, and I need this done. You know, because a lot of people do find their own ways of doing the clearings. Back to you.
Right, right. And we'll just remind everybody, Ron always recommends that the first clearing for everyone to do is the emotional body. And a lot of people find miraculously something physical is gone from them after they do that too. Okay, so somebody just wrote in, tonight, shackles clearing on Friday. Yes, I felt the release of the shackles on my wrists and waist. And like the co-host suggested, I felt it more once I started moving around. Removal of the energetic chastity belt was a relief to know that was gone. I didn't know it was there, but still, that might explain a lot of the things and complications we females may have. Thanks for doing that, Ron. I am grateful for the release.
Yeah, so that's what I was seeing, what she's talking about, not being too, listed on what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, there could be a lot of things happening just from that energy there. Remember, everything is energy. And so if you have some type of energy that maybe not be with you, then getting it released could be very helpful.
Right. Okay, someone wrote in, I forgot to mention this, that yes, it's our first Saturday night show in May. So when we go to the Lightship, we will celebrate everyone's birthday who has a birthday for the month of May. So thank you for that reminder. So they write in food court and gold plate. Great idea. I think we eat off of gold plates. Is that what we do, Ron? Or there's another kind of gold plate room that you go into?
The gold plates are what's above you and below you.
Okay.
So like on this round disc that's about 3 foot in diameter, and there's one above you, and it just generates energy back and forth throughout your body, going from one plate to the next. But so it's a very soothing energy when that happens.
Someone wrote in last night about a pain issue that they're having, and asking for help with that. So tonight would be, it's a great time to just ask for that to be healed while you're on the Lightship. And Ron also has a whole life pain body clearing that might be helpful. Okay, here's another one regarding last night, Ron. My body felt more energetic and relaxed. Thank you, Ron. They have a physical issue going on. So again, hope they're listening tonight. And they've been pretty worn out. And then they have a question about the healings. And this is interesting. This happens to me, possibly happens to everybody. But if you put on some clearings, let's say maybe you put on two for an hour or whatever timing, and then one ends, and then you notice the other one says, oh, it's only 35 minutes in. And sometimes that happens to me, and sometimes I'll have on a lot, and they all just run all through the same time. So they're asking why that happens. Ron, do you want to respond to that?
Are you talking about the hearing ends prematurely, or the timer just kind of runs out?
I don't think prematurely. What I believe they're saying is that I think just some of them go more slowly. I have never felt that it mattered, as long as the light being is up. I believe that's what you said in the past.
Once the light being's up, you're ready to go, and it is
right.
Clearing
so
you.
So what I do, for instance, if I'm going to sleep, I put on, say, two healings before bed, and I set them both for 500 minutes, then they're usually about to go off or go off when I get up. But if one is still running, I just stop it and I reset it for the day or whatever I'm going to do. I assume that they both were effectively running all night, so I don't think the actual time thing matters.
Okay. Right, that's correct.
Right. Here's another one, Ron. Wonderful healing tonight on the Friday show. My lungs feel so much better. As I got up from the chair after the show, up came a huge fur ball. My neck feels better. It had been sore for the last couple of days. My arms jumped when you did the wrist shackle release. And my middle back warmed up after the pins release from the kidneys. Great show. Thanks, Ron and Kathy.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah. Right. And let's see if I think it's someone mentioned, and I don't know if you've talked about, I think you have talked about this, when you do the pin removal, is some of this related to that practice of voodoo where they put pins in a doll?
I guess it could be possible.
Right.
Never really looked at it that way. I see them more as maybe stuff from other dimensions, to say parallel lives. It could be alien experimentation with you on a tangent timeline. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. Some could actually be from your soul family. So there's many things that could cause that, just that you don't know that you have them until they get released. And that's the kind of the weird thing about doing a lot of these clearings, that to a newbie, they may wonder, what the heck is pins? You know, why are you releasing pins from people? You know, I don't see any pins or the shackles. And all of a sudden, you get them released if you're on the call. And you go, wow, what a difference, you know. I've had this ache for a long time, or situations going on. Maybe you can't move your arm up all the way, and you take a pin out, and it was preventing you from moving your arm. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff happening. But anyway, I guess back to you.
Right. Oh, and I want to remind everyone, and I don't know if this has gone out on an email yet. Well, let me remind everyone, if you have not signed up to receive Ron's emails, you'll want to do that by going to his website, creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side there, you can put in your email address so that you keep up with all the calls Ron does monthly, which begin next Saturday, by the way, the 13th of May at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And that's a wonderful ascension preparation call where Ron will also charge up to a gallon per day of the following 7 days of water. So that's a wonderful call to come on. Many people come on the calls for the whole month. All the information about that is on top of Ron's website, creationlightship@yahoo.com. So the rest of the calls are, there are weekday calls, Tuesday through Friday, and three Sunday calls, which will begin next Sunday at the 14th for 7 hours. So there are a lot going on. Oh, and another special shackles call, which so many people have been requesting. You've done at least two of them in the past, and this one is going to be on the 27th, I believe, of May. on Saturday. So that's going to be wonderful, and it's a only $20 healing call. So you can kind of get ready for that and prepare, and it's going to be a wonderful experience. Okay. Another testimonial, Ron, for one of your weekday calls. Today I attended the Thursday conference call with Ron, Coming Back to Life, the clone one. When Ron tells us our choice, what do you ask for? I ask for health things like repair my digestive system and on the next one relax my muscles. Or should I have been choosing a timeline situation like clear my polluted neighborhood? I was unsure.
No, what you want to do is something physical to you. Well, it's always a physical type healing that you need to, bring forth. Oh, well, back to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, testimonial about the San Mateo Expo, which was just last weekend. I went to the San Mateo Expo, where it was my first time seeing Ron and visiting the Creation Lightship booth. It meant so much to me to have met Ron in person, and also everyone helping at the booth. The booth had a wonderful feeling around it, and Ron made himself available for people the entire weekend, as far as I saw. Amazing what he does for us. After the healings I received from Ron and the sessions in the light chamber, I felt incredibly well. I felt full of light with a wonderful feeling of lightness. I also felt relaxed and in my body. It is a new and empowering feeling for me. So much clarity and simplicity in just being. I can't even begin to express my appreciation. Thank you so much, Ron.
That's great. Yeah, thank you.
And you mentioned that you met a lot of new people at the expo, and you felt that there was a lot of interest. Is that right? In the at the San Mateo event?
Yeah, we're very busy.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So this same listener has a question about demons. I had been told in the past that there's some name of a demon was another name for demons and that they exist in the fourth dimension. I have not heard Ron use these terms. Perhaps they are what he calls emotional bodies that have passed. I was wondering if you, Ron, could speak to that. I feel confused between the alien entities versus these dark beings that I have related to in the past as demons, and I was once told that I had a possession. Thank you for all you give to us, Ron.
Okay, so those demon energies would actually be alien energies. Normally people talk about demonic things like the devil and other things that, you know, are kind of, awful to look at. But there's still an alien race that's here, okay? So, or has come here or somehow maybe connects to people here, then leaves. So it's still alien. I always go underneath the word alien because that's what they are. They came from somewhere, and they normally are alien species. So, yeah, you could use the term demons. You know, Christianity, I guess, looks at it a little differently, but... you know, it's still Satan and the devil, et cetera. You know, it's still alien, life forms that are here. Sometimes, it might be better or easier for them since they have this belief system of, say, good and evil and the devil, et cetera, or Satan. They don't, connect to aliens. If you talk to a Christian about aliens, man, they're going to be gone in 2 seconds. So, but you talk to them about devil or Satan, they'll probably hang in with you for a while. But it's still, they're all alien stuff. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say that you don't want to really connect to that energy in any way, or, you know, other than to just get yourself away from it through the entity clearing, perhaps, and whatever, right, Ron? You don't want to have any, you don't want to learn about that or study it or whatever. And if any person told you, oh, you know, you're possessed or something, that could be a dark practitioner or something that might also need to be cleared off of you.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to really, you know, engage or try to figure these things out. You know, it won't be for your benefit. Oh, just walk away, Renee.
Right. Okay, another testimonial. Weekly call testimonial. I took this evening's, I'm not sure which night, I guess it was yesterday, so Friday. I took this evening's weekly call absentee, and I can completely feel the before and after difference. At some point during the call, it was like a clog went through a pipe, and my whole body breathed a sigh of relief. The effect of the weekly calls is subtle but total and cumulative. My entire life is more full of light.
Wonderful.
Yes, beautifully said, and I agree. Okay. Let's see, someone has a question here. Oh, here's another testimonial about the new Earth. And maybe you want to talk a little about this, Ron. Let me read this email. Since commanding spirit and body to be on the new Earth CLS timeline of light, I have been experiencing more of the new Earth. Free-flowing neutral energy with no meaning attached. Feel like a child playing all things possible. Thank you.
Very good.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the new Earth, Ron, for our new listeners?
Yeah, the new Earth is where your spirit resides, and you're able to go there in accordance to how many densities you release from your body. So you can't go there in darkness, which is the way body would normally be, but as you do healings, you get rid of the darkness. That's the invisible energetic bodies. Once you start cleaning those out, then you'll have more space in you without darkness, and that part of you that would be that space could enter into the new Earth. So it's kind of hard to say how much of you would be going there, but you will feel that consciousness of the new Earth, and you could be walking on the new Earth, which is physical, and there's no dramas and traumas there, no alien. We're here on this Earth where we are now. It does have all those energies attached here. That's kind of, I guess, the easiest way that I can put that. You need to remember that the new Earth is for pre-ascension, and that particular energy is where you would be going to during the pre-ascension process before ascension. But we have that very similarly with the new Earth transport clearing. So I might just combine those together. Would actually be very, very similar. And they both actually hold the same energy, hold you, so that you're not going sideways with different energies, or could go sideways at ascension time. Back to you.
So, Ron, I'm so sorry. Now, because I was looking at an email I want to read, but when you say combine, you were going to combine the new Earth transport with what other clearing?
Yeah, with the new Earth one. So the new Earth is where you're going to.
Right.
The Earth transport would be that same energy. or you're actually storing yourself, parts of you that are cleaned out, along with your spirit, on the new earth. But what will happen is you will find yourself going into the new earth when you become very peaceful, or after you do a clearing, or when you do the mind-to-heart drop. At that point, you will be on the new earth for, you know, a short amount of time, and it could only be like 15, 20 seconds, but you will be walking in two different areas. You're going to be walking, they're like superimposed over each other. You may feel a lot more peace on the new earth as compared to where you would be without doing the mind-to-heart drop. But when you're in the now, and you're on the new earth with your spirit. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah, terrific, Ron. I know that I have felt a difference since you announced the new earth has been created, and I try to, you know, always very diligently do my new earth transport when I complete every healing, and I started to really feel that energy more, which that I don't think I really felt in the past. It would just be something I would do. Just, you know, I didn't really feel any energy, and now I feel like, ooh, that was really powerful, just doing that 1 minute new earth transport.
Yes, Very good.
Okay, I have another testimonial. Ron, I know you have to say in your disclaimer so that your listeners turn to licensed medical practitioners for help. But the way I feel today, there's no medication that could make me feel like this. Your healing last night was miraculous. I was not only feeling stuck spiritually and mentally, I always felt tired all the time, listless, I was depressed. You've healed me of all this. I am energized and can think clearly today. And my inner vision is back, yay. But really and truly, this is only the tip of the iceberg of how I feel. It's like I was stuck in a hole and you pulled me out. I haven't felt like this in a long time. It's funny, on your radio show, you give a lot of one-word answers, and you're very short and to the point. But I now know that you're busy bilocating and doing other healings while on the air. I felt your healings for the entire show, and I believe you also worked on me when you read my first email. Thank you for your radio show, thank you for your website, and most of all, thank you for deciding to stay with us on Earth to be the light guiding us through this darkness.
Thank you. Yeah, very nice.
Yes, that was very nice. Somebody wrote in asking if there is a forum for people who do creation lightship healings to communicate with each other, for instance, on Ron's Facebook page. And Ron has decided, you know, quite a while back that the best way for people to share information and receive information is through these radio shows. So, you know, we really want to hear from you because that's what makes the shows work. The better our questions are, the better answers we get from Ron. And that's not to say we ask Ron everything. He's not here to answer all sorts of, you know, political questions, et cetera. But he does give us an awful lot of information. Do you want to talk any more about that, Ron, about how we, our intention is to share and help people on these radio shows?
Yeah. So you're correct on that. All the archives on BBS is initially when I first got on BBS a long time ago, they said they have archives. I go, well, that's great. And I figured, well, gee, you know, I thought of maybe writing something out, you know, I won't say writing a book. That'd be very hard to do. But if I, you know, we're going to write a book, I would have it just like all the BBS radio shows. So I figured, well, I'll have the radio shows be my book. And that way people can listen to each show, get some healings done. Because you wouldn't have a healing if I wrote a book. And you're able to go into different archives and hear different ways we talk about the different healings. You might hear something one time and not really understand it fully, and hear another CBS radio show, and all of a sudden you go, wow, now I finally get what you're talking about. And I've had people come up to me and say, Ron, you know, I've been listening to you for, quite a while, maybe 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden I finally understand it, you know. It's a lot different than I thought it was initially, you know, whatever that information would be that they're trying to glean and figure out. Because remember, you have those energies in you, especially with that 2,000-year barcode put on you. So that numbs you out, so you're unable to really think. So if you want to, you know, clear yourself off some more, that could help you out immensely just by doing that particular clearing. In fact, you may even want to do it once a month. Just get in there and do it. It's on the a drop-down box under free clearings, I think, free healings. You don't know what's blocking you, and you don't know what's preventing you from understanding different things. So back to you.
Right, and I think everyone really learns a lot from these shows. I keep learning from listeners about new ways of doing things and just little tips. Like I know somebody wrote in one time, whenever they are expecting company, they put on that satellite timeline crash and put their name in it. And I said to myself, wow, that's a great idea, and now I do that. And somebody else wrote in that when they do the natal barcode, they put on, you know, both parts at once. It's a two-part, forward and then backwards. And I do that now. And if I really feel I need that mind-to-heart, the Be Here Now clearing, which is wonderful, short clearing, you can do both parts of that at the same time also by opening two different tabs. And that came from another listener. And they, you know, those things are really interesting and helpful. Okay, so Ron, speaking of healings, how are we all doing? Is there anything, I've been talking a lot tonight or reading a lot. Are there any healings, healing samples that you'd like to do for us?
Boy. I could do another sample of the shackles, just going to be doing that at the end of the month here. So let's do shackles maybe on your ankles and feet. So let's take the shackles off of your ankles here. And here we go. Remember, you could have more than what I'm seeing right now. Oh, here we go. Releasing shackle on your left ankle. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And right ankle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. And we'll take something off of your whole foot. Kind of like some type of shoe that might be causing physical harm to you. Here we go. Both feet at once here, releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. So just see how that works for you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. That was great. We got another testimonial in for about last night. Last night's clearing for the lungs made my day a lot better. I felt my heart expand. I felt lots of clarity in my chest and had felt bits of peace throughout my whole Saturday. Thank you. I haven't felt this peaceful in years.
Great.
Okay, and let me see. We have really a lot of emails. Someone else wrote in, my observation of the new Earth. I see and feel like a walk into high definition. I see it and feel like I'm walking into a high definition movie and out of an analog film after doing that mind-to-heart drop. so clear and pristine.
Right.
Yes, that was beautifully said. I really understand that. It's true. Everything just seems clearer. Okay. A testimonial about the whole life emotional healing. I did the clearing and felt two huge releases of energy and felt much more peaceful. Later, I noticed that I have not lost my temper at all since then. I am sure my whole family thanks you.
That's great.
That is great. One thing about the Creation Lightship healings that often happens is people will run them. I know this happened with a friend of mine, and I laugh because it's so common. She wanted me to stay on the phone, and she ran the healing, and then she goes, I didn't feel a thing. And I said, yeah, that happens a lot, but you really received a healing, and you'll know what the effects were as you go through your coming days and weeks. So this person was lucky in a way because they felt energy releases, so that's great too. Sometimes you do feel things, but then they notice that, you know, they're a little less angry.
Very good.
All right.
So the Lightship.
Ready to go to Lightship?
How about 4 minutes? Do we have anything else?
Okay. Yeah, and please keep sending in your room requests, people, if there are certain rooms you would like to go to. That would be really great. We have a lot of emails, Ron, from going way back. So somebody asked, and this is quite a while ago, but it's a really worthwhile thing to bring up, that you mentioned perhaps to this person, you know, you may have met them in person. You told me about having death barcodes. Ew. How do I deal with those?
Okay, yeah, you just go into the Alien Death Barcode page and there's a drop-down box, I think, or you can click on different amounts of barcodes. I think it goes up to 20. And whatever I told you you had, just go in there and I don't know what that healing exactly costs, but you have the death barcode with it. You also have the stress death barcode, which you would do after you do the death one. And then you do, what is it, depression after that. Well, you have three of them that you can do there. Depression,
right.
I don't think there's a button on it yet, but there will be shortly, I think. But just put that after your name. Each barcode that you are doing, and one price is included for everything that you do. It doesn't matter how many you have. So once you do your first death barcode, that's going to take you typically 2 hours to do. And try to do as many as you can in one sitting if you have a lot of them. Then after you do that, maybe wait a week and go in and do the stress death barcode with the same amount of, the number that I mentioned to you. And then after you do that, then do the one for depression. And put depression after your name, unless there's a radio button there now to click on. But that's how you do that, and you're going to find yourself feeling much better after that. So you may get a third of your energy back. So back to you, Ann.
Right, and you're welcome to send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com and put in the subject line death barcodes, and Ron will answer you and let you know how many death barcodes you have that you need to clear, and he'll get back to you. So someone else asked on the subject of barcodes, you know, that they had five and they went past 1 week. So it may say in the description that it's good for a week or something. But I know you have said many times you just stay in there and do it till you finish what you're doing. And also with the depression barcodes, you have said we may have many, many depression barcodes. So you can really just keep going on that. And by the way, it costs $100. And it's really worth it. Okay. So as always, listeners, thank you for your questions, because that really helps everybody.
Oh, should we go to the light shift?
Okay, yes. Quarter of.
If you have another question, we can get in real quick.
Sure, let's see here. Well, I don't know if this is real quick, that somebody else sent in a testimonial about the Spirit in the Box clearing that we did in April. And she has, she has a question. So, Spirit in the Box, I felt like I needed to go into a ball, like I was the lost spirit. My lost spirit was wounded in the middle. Then I was feeling lighter and able to socialize. I had company show up. Not sure if I was still getting the Creation Lightship healings or the six boxes of spirit that came back. As I understand it, these were off-planet or in the alien realm. So years ago, they had a friend that did a soul retrieval for them, and they wanted to know, I guess you need to know, there are drawers where they're letting you know there are drawers where the Akashic Records building is, and I found out about this when a friend discussed a deceased loved one, and then she went into that building for the Akashic Records. So they're thanking you for that clearing, but also I guess asking you, you know, are there things stored away still where the Akashic Records are?
We'll have to check on that. I don't know this moment, so.
Okay. Well, interesting. Thank you, listener, for that.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live tonight for the people listening. You're on an archive. You feel this wonderful peace energy coming to you. So here we go. Going up, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you want to request one specific healing that you'd like to have in all the rooms that you go into. Here we go. We got some requests for rooms. Not sure, we always go into the hot tub room for detox, so we're going there. So energy is coming your way. And there's different color gels. There's many gels. I'm seeing green right now, which most people are in. Oh, here we go. Maybe you're out of time right now. Bilocated, and you're here and there at the same time. You know, we have one here for a green mud bath for detoxification. Here we go. Going to that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Interesting, they have the two different hot tub and the green mud. So they are different energies for healing. Let's go into the request here. Pink salt cave. This will help your respiration. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, I see the rainforest room and many waterfalls. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We got the deer room, so it's your choice of deers. There's always three energies coming. So it could be large deers, small deers, male, female, babies. Oh, here we go. Coming to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it's like we have room for birds. So we got robins and blue jays. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. As we're going to, we have little ground squirrels. So we'll go there too. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we can go into a room with the polywog. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into two more rooms here. Let's go into some water rooms. We go where the dolphins are. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And penguins. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we're going to the food court. So we're going to have our birthday event here. So anybody born this month will be singing happy birthday to you on the light ship. Life beings will come and also help sing. And here we go. Let's go get our dessert here. And like what you like. I look for the German chocolate cake with the frosting in, the drizzles and berries and nuts, different things on it. Size of a pencil eraser, so not really getting too full, but your body will feel full. If you have seconds and thirds up there of this little pencil eraser energy, you're going to feel like you're stuffed. Oh, here we go. And we're having energy now. It's going into our mouth, underneath our tongue right now. Also ask for seconds and thirds and fourths if you'd like. And we're singing happy birthday, everybody who was born in this month, which is May. So, baby, here we go. So, happy birthday to everybody. And stay there for a little bit. Have some wonderful dessert. And I guess we should come back from the light ship here. So, here we go. Coming back down. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and even your dogs and cats got some treats up there. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, and so generous of you to always include our plants and animals and everything to come up on the light ship with us. I am very relaxed, and my cat, who has been, like, acting years younger ever since you did that youthing for us, she's conked out. So, whew, that was very, very relaxing. So thank you, Ron. Okay, I'll get back to some questions and testimonials now. This is from a listener who's doing the wonderful Body Jumpstart Special. Should I add spirit to my name after I get all these clearings done for the Body Jumpstart?
You may want to do that. Might be good. Well, remember, your spirit needs to have healing, too. So it does get a healing as you're doing the clearing. But I think just to play it safe, if you have the time, you know, you can go in there and put your spirit in. It might be beneficial. That way you can hold your healing very easily. So back to you.
Right. Yes, thank you. Ron has given us yet another gift, which is that you can redo any whole life healings you've done and put the word spirit after your name at the top. So that's a really valuable thing to do. And the second question, this healing, the Body Jumpstart, is for 3 months. Should I do any of the clearings over again, or is once enough?
Okay, that's a good question. The reason why I made it for 3 months is for people who do have a problem. You know, what to take typically, I guess, a month and a half, but to have a broken arm healed or something. Maybe you have a condition where it's more complicated than that, and it may take longer. So that's why I did it for 3 months, to allow you to get the most benefit out of, you know, all of those clearings. So find out which clearing you may need to do over again and just keep on it, you know, because everybody's a little different. But I figure 3 months of time, it should be very adequate to give you some really good results on it. You know, if I just had it up for 1 month, you know, when I started to put it up, I go, no, I can't do it for 1 month because people might need a lot more than this here. But you could have more than one incident. Maybe you were in a car accident, we'll say, and, oh, you got banged up and, you know, you have different conditions going on with you. Maybe you have four different conditions happening. Oh, pain will come into the one that's the strongest, the strongest pain is what you're going to feel first, then that'll get healed, and then the next pain will pop up. Hey, so yeah, you know, I broke my arm, we'll just use that for an example, you know, the pain's going away on that, and I'm doing some energy work on it. My arm's still in a cast, And now, you know, I find out that, you know, my lower back is really hurting. So now you go in and you do your lower back. And then, you know, you may want to do all of them anyway, you know, if you know your different conditions. But as you start getting more wellness, you may find other situations going on with you. So that's why it's up for 3 months, so that you can take full advantage of all the clearings there. And hopefully it'll put you into wellness. So back to you.
Well, and I would add, Ron, just a reminder, for $50, you can make most of the healings in there whole life, or rather unlimited. So then you can go back to them anytime if you have an incident or you just want to keep them updated. So I think that's really, really terrific. Okay.
Yeah, you make those clearings. You may want to, you know, like you said, like Ann said, you know, you want to hang on to that one clearing because you really like it. So yeah, you can go back in and get the unlimited version on it. That way, you know, it'll keep you up to date with that clearing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and we have some more testimonials. Somebody sent in a room request, and I am sorry we didn't get to it. I think it just came in now, so please send in the request again next Saturday, because every Saturday it's a great show to come on live, I always say, because we do this wonderful trip to the Lightship. So please send in that room request again, and we'll get it next time. So someone wrote, the Pink Salt Cave Room is a marvelous healing area. I have been in the earthly salt caves in Poland and Hawaii, and there is nothing better for breathing abilities. Having Ron take us there segmented yesterday's lung healing that Ron did from the alien clone skin release. I feel my breathing easier and my headache fading away.
Great. So let's do the that alien clone clearing again for people. This is the skin that these clones, you know, this comes off them naturally, you know, floats in the air, and then you get it attached to your skin. And it's alien energies, and then also, you know, it goes into your lungs. So let's work on the lungs. Here we go. Maybe take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. So cleaning out this stuff. It could feel like a fur ball leaving you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll get the stuff off of your skin. And this, you could have a rash, or maybe you're scratching or something like that. I'm knowing why. And maybe you have just a lot of the clone dead skin on you. Oh, or maybe you hugged a lot of people last night. Thought they were people, but they were clones. So here we go. And you're having a situation today. Kind of like a dog scratching fleas or something. So here we go. Let's get this dead skin off your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So these clearings will work 3 times for you on archives. So I'll just make this suggestion. Maybe you are planning to travel the next week, you're planning to go get in a motel room someplace. Well, it's 95% of the population is cloned out. More than likely, it's been visited by a lot of clones. So you may want to set up this archive here and do it. Once or twice for you. It'll work 3 times to get rid of the residue from that motel room from these clones that visited before you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, Ron. Thank you for the reminder that if we can avoid it as we go through our days, try not to touch people. But unfortunately, some people have a hard time with that one because of their work and et cetera. But if you can, try not to touch people. So someone wrote in, was just talking about how green is my favorite color, and we went to the green room. Yay. So that's nice. And that was a lovely trip to the light ship, Ron. And another testimonial, shackle removed from tonight. Whoa, I'm able to move my right ankle completely without any restrictions. I had difficulties moving my ankle, then as you removed the shoe shackle, I felt heat in both feet. Great healings of my ankles and feet. Ron, you are an amazing healer.
Hey, well, that's great. That's what we're here to do, is to help all of you. So if you don't know what you don't know, and that's why some of the clearings that we do, like cold turkey, sometimes we'll do something, pull something out of the hat, we'll say, and never done it before, and yet it helps a lot of people. Because you don't know, you know, what you don't know. I don't even always know what I don't know. And you start looking and you see somebody, like we're on this program right now, and all of a sudden I'll sense that somebody needs something out there. And I'll just do the clearing. Maybe it could be a first-time clearing. Who knows? Well, maybe somebody was out there, you know, the last weekend, a few days ago, going to a hotel room on their travels. So you may want to put this clearing up here for the that dead skin on you that you could have inhaled or stuck to your body. Oh, what else, Anne, can we do?
Okay, would you? I had a thought, Ron. We haven't done this in a while. Are there some aliens coming on listening that maybe want to be released?
Yeah, so there could be some aliens inside of your body. There'd be a lot of them. Remember, you have all seen orbs, okay? And so orbs are alien life forms. Oh, there you go. Somebody says, you ever seen an alien? Most people say, no, I haven't. You can say, man, I've seen hundreds of these things. And say, then they may wonder how you saw them. You say, well, you see orbs? They go, or pictures anyway. And if you point them out, they say, well, that's aliens. Here we go. Let's release the energy from aliens that are around you, through you, listening, to get them out of here. So here we go. So this is what we would call releasing or helping trapped, enslaved aliens. And we have that on the website and also on YouTube. So here we go. I'll count to 100 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. So, anything to add? We have our conference calls next weekend. Anything to add to that, and before we do the mind to heart drop for people?
Well, just that all of Ron's information and many, many free healings are on his website, creationlightship.com. Please feel free to write in all your questions, even if it helps other people. Whatever question you have, please ask it, and we're all happy to help you and get back to you. Somebody wrote in, Ron, lovey cat. My feral cat gets all lovey when Ron is on.
Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you need to say out loud these three phrases. So, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head drop them into my heart. How to facilitate that, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, so three times. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, blessings, everybody. Our next BBS show is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, Station 1. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Ann. See you later, everybody. Good evening.